be praised. He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. Indeed, Pastor Osi, thank you. For indeed you know how to move me with songs. I thank God for you. I really thank God. Because sometimes when discouragement wants to set in your heart, and then God brings along the good music, a good message, then you see the dead get revived. Somebody say revive.
Revive.
And now I see why Saul always get revived when David played the cornet. Though he was possessed with the demons, with the evil spirit. But when David began to play the harps, the Bible says, Saul becomes more strengthened. Now, if that is done to the evil spirit, what about to you, a child of God? Think about that. That in your down state, God uplifts you with a song, with a message, maybe a phone call. Hey, how are you? It's been a long time. How are you doing? And then, I just wanted to know that I love you. I just wanted to know that Jesus loves you. I just wanted to know, I may fail you, but Jesus will never fail you. I just wanted to know, I may backstab you, but Jesus will not backstab you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, that is why, don't lean on me, but lean on Jesus. There's a name that is higher than every other name. It says, there I wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagle. They will run and not be weary. If only we will wait. Somebody say wait.
Wait.
That brings me into this series that I'm starting today. Your purpose, plan, and process in life. Your purpose, plan, and process in life. It's a series that I'm going to deal with, maybe in 2 Sundays, maybe in 3 Sundays. Your purpose, plan, and process in life. What is your purpose in life? What are your plans for your life? And what is the process to go by your purpose and your plan? You see, it's one thing to purpose. It's another thing to plan. But it's also the greater step to know the process by which these plans will be carried out as a child of God. Yes, indeed, we know the scripture that except your will aligns with the will of God, nothing happens. You may purpose, but is that God's will? If it's God's will, it's going to come to pass. If it's not God's will, it will be what? Terminated. Now, when it's terminated, because we are human, we tend to fight it. We tend to argue with it. But unknown to you that is not God's purpose. That's not God's plan for you. So why don't you take it patiently? And just know that Jesus will never fail you.
Amen.
A man's side device, the scripture says, but God pondereth the heart. When God puts it in your heart, either to do good or to do evil, it's for a purpose. Sometimes you must have finished carrying out that evil plan. And then when God is done with you, your eyes becomes clearer. What happens? Did I just do that? I didn't mean to do it. That's not what I'm planning to do. What about the things we say? Oh, I did. That's not. Then you hear us say, but that's not what I meant. But that's not what I meant. They will begin to accuse everybody. You see, you all misunderstood me. You see, you all. We stop pointing at you all. Meanwhile, you all is just sitting in his own place. They will begin to call you all. Then you all will tell you, listen, why are you calling me? I wasn't there when you did what you did. Call God. But unknown to us, that we're not supposed to blame man. I'm not supposed to blame you. You don't blame me for whatever happens. That is God's will. And a man that resists the will of God will not prosper. Is that what the Bible says? He said, who have resisted his will and prosper? He said, that thing did not work for you, right? Because it wasn't God's purpose for you. It wasn't God's plan for you. Because he said, the plan that I have for you, right, is of good and not of evil. Now, you may desire that thing, but that thing is going to bring you evil, my friend. That thing is going to shorten your life. That thing is going to make you weak. So wherefore does a man complain? Why do we complain? Now, let me start with purpose. Let me take the first one, purpose. Your purpose in life is accomplished by knowing what to do. Take note. Take note. I want you to take proper note. And listen very well. Your purpose in life is accomplished by 1. Knowing what to do. 2. When to do it. 3. Where to do it. 4. How to do it. 5. Why you are doing it. And 6. For whom you are doing it for. I repeat. Your purpose in life is accomplished by 1. Knowing what to do. 2. When to do it. 3. Where to do it. 4. How to do it. 5. Why you are doing it. And 6. For whom you are doing it. If your purpose in life lacks these 5 ingredients, then you have no purpose. Can there actually be a man on the face of the earth that has no purpose? Amen. Even the devil has a purpose. Okay? And the purpose of the devil is to what? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. So, invariably, every man on the face of the earth has a purpose. But the question now is, what is your purpose? Do you know what to do with your purpose? You have a purpose, but knowing what to do, do you know what to do with it? And then even if you do you know when to do it? Do you know when to do it? Because if you do it at the wrong time, you get what? The wrong result. Yes, it's a purpose. Now, the purpose of God, let's start from Genesis. The purpose of God for Adam and Eve was to live from age to age. The purpose of God for Adam was to replenish, subdue, have dominion on the earth. That is the purpose of God for Adam. But was this purpose short-lived? Yes. You know why? They know what to do. But did they know when to do it? They know that God says, of this tree in the garden, thou shalt not eat. Now, why don't they go back to God and ask God, Father, why did you say we should not eat of this tree? They didn't. They went ahead of God and ate of the fruit. Because knowing what to do, but they don't know when to do it. They don't even know where to do it. How to do it? They didn't know. And why they're even doing it? They didn't know. Because if they do, then they will not point finger at the devil. Oh, Adam, what have you done? The woman, that's the first one. Woman, what have you done? The devil. You see how you all made me? You see how you all is just saying You all made me do it. You all are the cause of my problem. You all are the cause why I'm crying. You all, you all, you all. May God curse you all today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, of course, you all will not answer me. I said, may you all be cursed today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You all, you all. You all made me. You all. You all. It's a spirit. And I'm cursing that spirit and you say amen.
Amen.
You don't want to say amen?
Amen.
Because we all are guilty. I said that spirit that makes us, you all, may that spirit be cursed today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whether you like say amen or not. That spirit is cursed today from our lives in the name of Jesus. I terminate you, spirit of you all. I terminate you, blaming spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because if you don't terminate it, then you keep blaming people for your predicament. You keep blaming people. You know how we do it? You are the cause. You are the cause of my problem. You are the cause why I am. You are the cause. No, I'm not the cause of your problem. You are your own problem. Because you don't know your purpose. You don't know when to do what you did. You don't know how to do it. You messed it up, my friend. You messed it up. You messed it up. You blew it up. Put your finger down. With a sense of confidence and direction in place, you will basically wander aimlessly through life, never fulfilling your purpose. I said with a sense of confidence and direction in place, if your confidence and your direction is not in place, in the proper place, you know what happens? A man will basically wander aimlessly through life, never fulfilling their purpose. Because they don't have confidence, they don't have direction. He that wandereth out of the way of what? Understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. Question, does the dead have congregation? No. But what does it mean? It means you remain in the company of those that are aimless. Somebody say aimless. Jeremiah 29:11. God says that the thought he has for you is of good, not evil.
Amen.
That you will attain your expectation. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Listen. The thought that God thinks towards you, not the thought you thought for yourself.
Amen.
Is somebody following me?
Amen.
For I know the thoughts that I think. So it's the thought that God thinks towards you that will come to bearing, not your own thought.
Amen.
Have you never thought of going to kill someone and you end up killing yourself? Amen. Amen. Haven't you seen someone who end up saying, we were hired to go and shoot him, and the God that they shot somebody else. Listen, I have witnessed people, talk about individual, gossip them, maim them, destroy their credibility, and then still bring them to church to come and to their purpose to come and preach against you. I have seen it. Their purpose to come, and fire you, and then you look at, sometimes we just look at people and say, really, really. And then they got here with the intention that they are coming, to fire you on your own pulpit, not afraid of what God can do. That God can kill them.
Amen.
But rather, God wants to show them that, is that your thought? No, this is my thought. They will get to the pulpit and then begin to exonerate you. And begin to say, oh, pastor, in fact, I see God's blessing upon you. Pastor, in fact, you are going to be fruitful. You are going to multiply. And then you see the workers of iniquity begin to get infuriated. Like, oh my God, we hire you, Balaam, to come and catch these people. You came and began to bless them. Because they failed to see that the thought that they have is not their own thought. It's what? God's thought. I mean, I see this. Someone literally came, was hired to come and curse us. But rather came and began to bless us. And even begin to prophesy that our stay in America is going to be fruitful. And indeed, is it fruitful? Oh, yes. And the man and that pastor, they're never anymore in good times until the secret came out that I brought you to come and deal with them. But rather you came and begin to exonerate them. Because I know the thought that I think towards you. What is God's thought for you?
Amen.
David said, it's not you that cursed me, it's God that used you to curse me. Say the Lord, thought of what? Peace. And not of evil. To give you. And what? Expected end. What is your expectation? Your expectation is your purpose. To give you your. You see, to give you an expected end. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 24. God has promised that your expectation shall not be cut off. Because faithful is he that promised. And when God promised, he makes sure it comes to pass. Proverbs 10, verse 24. If you have the scripture, please open. Proverbs 10, verse 24.
The fear of the wicked.
The fear of the wicked.
It shall come upon
shall
him.
Shall come upon him.
But the desire of the righteous.
But the desire of the righteous.
Shall be granted.
Shall be granted. The desire. The desire. The purpose of a righteous shall be granted. But the fear of the wicked shall come upon him. The fear of the wicked shall what? Come upon him. What is the fear of the wicked? He said the fear of the wicked shall come upon him. In other words, the desire of the wicked, the illicit act of the wicked will come upon him. What a man sow, he will reap. But for you, the righteous, your expectation will be granted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What then are you desiring? That's my question this morning. What then is your purpose? What are you desiring? What then is your purpose? Is your purpose in line with God's purpose? Is your purpose in line with God's will? While going through one of the books of Dr. Miles Monroe, I found a chapter that intrigues me. And that his book is titled Releasing Your Potential. Releasing Your Potential. I wrote down a quote from, I read an excerpt from his book, Releasing Your Potential. That book is very good. It states, one of the quotes, he says, although we cannot change the past, we have the potential to chart our destiny and arrange a better future for our children. He said, although we cannot change the past, we have the potential to chart our destiny. We have the power to channel our destiny and arrange a better future for our children. You see, what you don't realize, mothers, fathers, is the fact that whatever you are channeling is not about you. It's about your next generation. Say to your neighbor, next generation.
Next generation.
I pity mothers. I pity parents. Oh, you sit your children down and begin to tell them, don't greet that sister. Don't do this. Well, trust me. Before you leave the earth, God will make sure you listen. You see that thing you sow, you are going to repeat. Because you have made those children twice the children of hell. But to you, you think, well, shoot, you know, oh, I told my children, no, don't greet that brother. Don't talk to that brother. I told them, don't talk to that woman. You see, that woman is evil. That woman is this. Well, that's good. Guess what? You have just imputed an evil destiny into the life of your children. And I will tell you, bravo. I said, what? Bravo, you've done well. Even the person you are channeling your children, you are channeling their evil destiny. You know, you begin, children that came with a good destiny. Children that came, you know how children are, heart of love, you know? They open up, anywhere you take them to. Children don't know like enmity, like we adults. We adults, we are full of evil. We adults, we know what is evil. But children, watch my little, what's his name? Bolaji. See? He flows to everybody. Did you see Davia? Oh, yeah. Once you come in right now, you are his friend. Best friend. Though you will fight, but you see, I'm showing you the heart of children. And Bible says, except our heart be like of children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. Except your heart be such that friendly. And watch them. You see, you that your heart is open, not evil. Do you want that enemies will throw arrow? It may shake you, but they never get you.
Amen.
You know why? Because your angel is always surrounding you. Amen. There's nothing evil about children. Watch them. Except that which we have what? Sow into them. When we sow evil, it pains my heart that we parents, God is going to hold a lot of us accountable. I tell my daughter Grace, I said, listen, me and this person could be fighting, but it's none of your what? Business. In fact, she doesn't even know because I don't tell her. Then when it's those ones that will go and tell her, well, Grace, you see, you know, me and your mommy, she will come in. My mommy, you never told me. I said, why do I need to tell you? Okay, now you've heard it. So what are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. But mommy should have told me. I said, no, now you've heard it. What are you going to do with it? It's none of your business. And indeed, it's none of our what? Business. So that when you see those women, your heart will be free. Don't let these children know anything happening between you and your husband. Don't let these children know anything happening between you and your friends. I am telling you, it ruins a relationship, whether in the home, in the family. Because their children's heart will be that, oh, that woman is evil to my mother. Oh, that man is evil to my... That's all they grow up with. And they'll grow up with a hatred in their heart. They'll grow up with an animosity in their heart.
Amen.
We're looking. Our past is rotten. We are asking God, Father, give us opportunity to make every wrong right. And instead of you to let your children see the good part, rather, you begin to channel their destiny into evil. And God says that your expectation is to bring you a good and peaceful end.
Amen.
Am I making sense this morning?
Amen.
We're talking to ourselves, my friend. Because if we are going to be partaker of the coming kingdom, then we should come to where the devil will have no occasion against us. So that we still have the room to repent and call our children and call our folks and call our husband and call our wives and see that I say, see that thing I did? Forgive me, I did it wrongly. What I told you is wrong. What about we parents that tells our children to lie? Now they will grow up and become a big liar. And then you will start saying, you lie! You lie! Oh, hey, hey, hey! Hold it right there. Who taught them how to lie? Like we used to hear, you know, they said there's a landlord who came into the house and has been knocking. This man has been owing this landlord for months. And meanwhile, he will use the little money he has, squanderize it, go, you know, mess up with women, you know, I will not pay the landlord. And the little son sees what the father does, right? He comes home with beer, crates of beer, with drink, I will not pay the landlord this money. Then one day, the landlord came. And then when he came, the son said, Dad, the landlord, he said, open the door. He said, no, don't open the door. Okay, when you open the door, tell him I'm not in. He now went and hid under the bed. Right? Then the son opened the door. Where's your father? He said, I should tell you he's not around. Oh, he said, I should tell you he's not around. But actually, he's under the bed. Now, the father got angry and want to whoop. He said, but Daddy, you asked me to. This is what you told me. I told him. Oh, he's lying. I didn't tell him anything. But Daddy, me to tell the landlord. So you said I'm lying, but that's what you asked me to tell the landlord. Listen, we have the opportunity today to channel our destiny and arrange a better future for our children. May the Lord help us this morning.
Amen.
You and I have been given by God all that we need to fulfill His purpose for our lives. He says, I can do all things through Christ that what? Strengthens me. Who says you can't? Yes, you can. Because God has given every one of us the desire, the power to fulfill His purpose for our life, either for good or for evil. I told you there is a negative anointing and there's what? A positive anointing. We have the ability to impact our community. You have it, my friend. You have it. You have the power to impact your community, to impact your homes, to impact your cities, the counties, your environs. We have the power to impact them. You don't have to be like Donald Trump to impact your community. You don't have to be like Oprah Winfrey to impact your community. But the little you do, what about every morning? Hi, good morning, neighbor. What about Christmas time? You bake little cakes, you give it to them. Or maybe it's little cookies, you bake, no matter how small, impact them. When you are coming, God forbid, somebody attack you. Oh, I know her. She is my neighbor. He said, cast your bread upon what? Many waters. You don't know what day you might need it. What are you doing to impact your community? Are you there so that when they see you coming, so that's a snob? Is that how you impact your community? Or maybe you impact your community, you only receive but you don't give. If they don't greet you, don't greet them. Really? No, you haven't found your purpose yet. Your purpose is to impact your community, my friend. Your purpose is to be a good neighbor. As a matter of fact, let me put it this way. Your purpose is to be the Jesus in your community. Jesus we don't see, but Jesus depends upon you, upon me to be His outstretched hand in our community. To be His outstretched hand in our homes. To be His outstretched hand in the church. He depends upon you. He depends upon me. How good are you? How faithful are you? Will you come back and look at you and say, well done, that good and faithful servant? Or maybe he will come back and say, well done, good and faithful mother, or good and faithful father. What is he coming back for? Or he's going to come back and say, depart from me, I never knew you. Because you didn't channel the destiny of your children right. You know you are evil. You know you are not going. You are repenting. The little ones that you allow them, no, you make them the children of hell. Is that what he's going to tell you? You see, I have a lot of questions I'm going to ask Jesus when I see him. There are some things that when I see him, oh, Jesus, I know for 3-4 days we may not sleep. Because I have some things that I don't understand about life that I will ask him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said we have the ability to impact our community, homes, cities, if we are willing to challenge ourselves and place demands on the vast wealth of potentials buried deep within us. Did you get me? We're able to affect, impact our community if we are willing to challenge ourselves. You see, if you are willing to challenge yourself today and place demand, like, it's my duty, I have to do this. You place demands on the vast wealth or on the majority, the powerful wealth of potentials buried in the inside of you. You see, we all have a potential buried inside us. Now, Christ gave us talent. My question is, How are you trading with it? Give me the book of Matthew 25. I'll read from verse 14 all the way to verse 30, wherever I stop. This is the story of the talent. He gave you talent. My question, what are you doing with the talent? I said, what are you doing with the talent that he gave you? For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servant and delivered unto them his goods. 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to what? His several ability. And straight away took his journey. His several ability. In other words, everyone has what? Potential. Everyone has a purpose. But listen, my purpose might not be your purpose. We still have a purpose. So that's a several ability. Maybe my purpose is that when rain come, when storm come, he gives me the head, you know, I'll be Oyoburu. I will be the one to carry it. And maybe your purpose in earth is if you dare try it, you will die. You see, he gives to everyone according to several abilities. I know you all will be wondering, is she speaking in tongues? What does she mean by Oyoburu? Now, Oyoburu in my language means, you know, the iron carrier. You know, the one that has the head, the stone head to shatter everything. That's Oyoburu. Say it. Say Oye. Say Oye. Buru. Right. Amen. Meaning the one that has, you know, the mighty eagle head that can withstand all the blows. Some, he makes them that way. And some, don't even try. Just a blow, they are dead. Several abilities. So, my question now is, why should there be envy and jealousy? Why should there be strife? One may have ability to do everything. And you, maybe your ability is just to do one. And that one you do, everybody, you know, will notice that, oh my God, this is a gift. And some have the gift, they can do everything. According to your several ability, maintain your lane. Trade with your lane. Run with your lane. So that you can win the crown. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same. And made them other what? 5. I said he gave you a purpose. That's your talent. How are you trading with it? What are you trading it to do? Are you trading it for gain? Or are you trading it for evil? And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other what? 2. But let's look at the man that received 1 talent. What did he do? He dig in the earth and hid his Lord's money. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? What is that gift you have? I was looking at yesterday. Somebody wrote something to me, the messenger, and said, we don't see, you know, your post. Like, you don't always come to Facebook. I said, oh, so you always watch me to know when I come. I said, but you know, ever since I've been making my post, either as my catering or whatever, I have never seen them go and like it or even comment. But so you see it. I said, oh, you know what I told the lady? I replied, I said, how do you know? I made the resolution. You know, March is my spiritual birth. And actually, I was born in March. And March is my spiritual birthday. I said, I already made the agreement with my God. If you don't like my post, you don't comment, I will never like your post, neither will I also comment. No, you post, right? You want everybody to like it. You want everybody to comment. But people will post. You will never like it. They will never comment. Now, my question is, so you see my post. So that means you see my post. Oh, because there have been posts I've never commented again. Not me. Not me. What? In the first, why should I comment on your post? In fact, what you are posting, what do you want me to comment? about the fact that, oh, you know, my home today, or, oh, look at that girl. Oh, excuse me. In fact, you will not even like my comment. But people that will post good stuff, things that will encourage, people that will post about their business, you will never like it. Because when you like it, oh, look at, she don't know, she has almost 200 something likes. Well, don't like it. I give God a praise. Hallelujah for our brother John Dimba, my son in Nigeria. You know how many likes we have now? You know how many followers we have for Tabernacle of Divine Glory? As I 2 weeks ago, it was 600. Now, I'm not kidding. I'm talking of likes, our followers. And here I have members of Tabernacle. Only the Kimerlin, once in a while, Minister Tina. Once in Blue Moon, Sister Tinuka. But all of you here on Facebook, you will not even go to say something good about your church. But you can talk on irrelevant things. What about if you comment, like the Kimberly will comment? What about if you, at least once in a while, Mr. Tina, she's still trying, you know. Once in a while, you like it. You say something about your ministry. You say something about the message. Let me tell you something. Do you know the likes and the comments we begin to put is what has caused this same sister Rose, we are waiting for the God to break the bounds. Do you know it's true there? She connected to me. She's not my friend, but her friend, right? But watching the comment, watching everything everywhere around the world, now she's fighting to make sure she wants to be here. Do you know what she posted? I think I remember I shared it with you. It said, this pastor is what? A no-nonsense preacher that doesn't preach about it, but she stick to the message. And then my son John said, Ma, he wrote me, did you see one of the comments? I said, yes, I know her. I said, she has only been to church once. Hello. Everybody's quiet on me. What is your talent, my friend? You all are quiet because you know you all are guilty. If one of you are guilty, you are not guilty this morning if you are not on Facebook. We preach wonderful lessons here. People listen to the text. Thank God for Minister Tina. Oh, for whatever God. God made her so that she will not listen. She will just tape it. Then at her own, you know, to her, she thinks she's doing it for herself. But unknown to her that the purpose why God is doing it is for people around the world that they may hear my lessons. Amen. Part of the lesson, one of Elder Mika's friend went on the website. Because when it does, I send it to John. John does it very well. Creates whatever, you know, background for a beautiful and post it on the website. Now people can go and listen to the message. One of them, she listened to say, oh my God, your preacher is, she just says this as it is. Supposing God makes her also to be writing. You see, she cannot write fast. Like, you know, she would say before she finished writing one, I'm already saying something else. So let me just tape it. A man's heart divided, but God what? Directs. Amen. Now that recording today is helping us in the ministry.
Amen.
Talent. You that like to post your business. You know what the question I need to ask you is, God have called you to be a minister. God have called you to be an evangelist. God have called you to be a teacher. Why don't you also, the same way you are pushing, I watch people, the same way you push your business, you want them. What about your talent in God? Did you push it there? The way you want people to support your business, what about push it there? Let people support your tabernacle of divine glory and watch if God is not going to bless you more. What is your talent? What's your purpose? I know I'm making sense. I know what I'm making sense. When you all are quiet on me, I know I'm making good sense. Good sense. Good sense. But now go down to verse 27. You, I know you all know, You all know the story. You know the story of the talent. Go down to verse 27. Verse 27 of Matthew 25. That others therefore are. Give me the maybe 25. Give me 24. I'm going to start from 24. Let's see. 24. Then he which have received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man. Can you imagine? I know that you, this pastor, you are too strict. You are too mean. You know, you are too heartless. Whatever name you can call your pastor, that is fine. Reaping where thou hast not sown. And gathering where thou hast not strawed. You are telling us this one now to promote the church. What? You want me to leave my business? You see, you want to reap where you did not sow. They said it to Jesus. So I don't pray to have anybody feeling like that towards me in the name of Jesus. And I was afraid. And went and hid my time. Because, you know, you just said it. You know what? I'll just show you that, man, you know, I'm bullheaded. I'm not going to do what you asked me to do. And I was afraid. And when I hit my tent, I said, come on to edge with that pastor. She's not going to tell me what to do. Well, if they did it to Jesus, I ain't surprised. And I hit it in the head. Lo, there thou hast that is thou. Give me the next verse. 26. His Lord answered and said unto him, all right. Thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Since you knew that all about me. 27. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. And then at my coming, I should have received my own with what? Interest, usually. Well, it's good since you knew that I'm talking too much. You know, I spit on everyone. I just talk. I want them to turn it. Well, since you knew that, please, take me off your friend from Facebook. That's what Jesus Christ is telling them. Take me away from Facebook as your friend. How about that? So that when I don't see your stuff, I will have no heartbreak. Then I will look, at least I will look for people that when they are my friends on Facebook, they can promote the work of God. They can promote the miracles of God. That's exactly what Christ is telling this man. Give me the next verse 28. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him, which has what? 10 talents. If you think without you, no, it's without God. Because without you, God will raise 10 other people that will come and take up your position. Because that means you have failed what? Your purpose in life. Now his purpose for you is to trade with the talent he entrusted into your hand. Into your life and not to waste it. But many of us are wasters. I dare you to do something with your dreams. Remember my lesson? I dare you. Today I'm daring you to do something with that thing you are dreaming of becoming. I dare you and see if God is not going to open up the windows of heaven. Work against every procrastination. Oh, I will do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes. Oh, it's okay. I'll do it next tomorrow. No, I will do it when I come back from church. And when you come back from church, other things will occupy you. Procrastination. Work against procrastination and commit yourself to releasing your potential and watch how your dreams will materialize. Did you promise of going out today? To go and submit those applications, I dare you. Rise up. Go. Banish procrastination. Commit yourself in doing it. And watch. said what? Watch. In other words, brethren, stop wishing. Start willing. Did you hear me? Stop wishing. Oh, I wish. I wish. I don't know when you have become a witch. Whether it's the witch at Endor, or the witch at Tampa, or the witch at Luz. Stop wishing, my friend. And start willing. Stop proposing. And start proposing. Did you hear me? Stop proposing. I propose. I propose. You know how many men have proposed to a lady? And they never fulfill it? So stop proposing and start what? Proposing. P-U-R-P-O-S. Purpose. Stop procrastinating and start planning. I repeat. Stop wishing and start willing. Stop proposing. P-R-O-P-O-S-I-N-G. And start proposing. Stop procrastinating and start planning. Be determined to die empty, but leaving the earth an inheritance that give life to others. Did you hear me? Be determined your heart to die empty. Die empty. But don't die without leaving the earth with an inheritance that will give generations. Other generations, generations, life. I said what? Life. Publix is dead. The owner of Publix, the originator is dead. But what? Publix is still giving what? Life to others. Original Walmart is dead. But Walmart is still giving what? Life to others. Okay. The people that began Salvation Army, they are dead. But Salvation Army is still there to give what? Life to others. So be determined to die empty. Die empty means you are in the first place, brethren. You are living this earth with what? Nothing. So whatever you do, don't do it. Don't consume it just for your own selfish end. That's what I mean. Don't think only about you. Think about the life that is to come after you. What legacy are you going to leave for them? What impact will your fullness have on them? And after they have gone to their own generation, you know, generation, it kept spilling. I give credit to many firms that are 100 years, 200 years. That shows men and women that have died what? Empty. They didn't die with all they have gone down with them. I want us to know that great works are performed and success achieved through perseverance. Great works are done and success achieved through perseverance. If you don't persevere, you don't gain nothing. Perseverance. The day that wait upon the Lord. Give me that book. Isaiah what? Day that wait upon the Lord. Find me the scripture. It's Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. Isaiah 40:31. It says,
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall run.
And not be weary.
And they shall walk.
And not faint. What is that telling you? Perseverance. I said what? Do you know that the devil almost got me? The enemy almost got me this morning. God, I don't think I can do this again. Father, please, just let me. But when the song began to sing, And I begin to know that if God be for us, who then can stand against us? When the song begins to sing, and I begin to see the amazing power of God, and I begin to know that there's no other name but the name Jesus can conquer all things. Ah, I pick up strength and say, okay, Lord, devil, you have lost the battle. Oh, this one, no way. I'm going one more step. Amen. I will go what? One more step. I die, I die. I leave, I leave. Of what use will it be, brethren?
Even if I throw in the towel
and I said,
I'm no more doing it.
Listen, it is rather better to die in the hand of God than to enter into the hand of men. The men will point finger, did they see? They started, but they couldn't finish. May that never be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As long as I see my church militants, I'm okay. I say, yes, Lord. Do I know if that's the portion God gave me? I know that's not the portion God gave me. I know my purpose in life. And because I know my purpose, guess what? I'm willing to shelter the storm. It's not easy though. You see, I almost wanted to damn the consequence. Just say, well, everybody go home. I ain't doing it again. No, if you know your purpose, you stand. If you know your talent, tread with it. Come on! If I tell people, come on, don't give up. Can you see? Then I'll be a bad teacher. Then Brother Paul will ask me, for you that tell them not to steal, do you steal? You tell them not to give up. Did you give up? Then what am I going to tell him? Therefore, the fact. No. Give me Jeremiah 1:5. Before Jeremiah was born, he was ordained. That means before he was born, he has what? A purpose. He has a calling. Before I formed him in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And what? I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. You see? He has a purpose before he came. So are you. You have a purpose before you were born on the face of the earth. Now you need to know. I said on Wednesday. I said what you are, right? What you see yourself exhibit from childhood will tell you what is your calling. And I know when I debated, I was talking to you were with him. Unknown to me that God was using it to speak to those two that already were talking about it on their way to church on Wednesday. Jeremiah, I'm quite sure, he too started laying hands on people at the age of 2. You see, Jesus, right, started going to the temple even before the age of 12. Amen. So, what is your... He has a purpose. What is your purpose? What is your talent? Find it out. Sit down. Come with me to the beach. Come on, let's go. Come and go with me to my father's house. To my father's house. To my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. Where there's peace. Sweet peace. Come, go with me. Let's sit down. Let's meditate. Begin to re-examine yourself. What do I do? Who have I been? What am I? Right from childhood. If you follow those first 6 steps, you will know who you are. You will know who you are. Are you called to be an evangelist? Are you called to be an apostle? Are you called to be a pastor? Are you called to be an elder? Are you called to be a deacon? Or are you called to be a demon? What you do? Hey! I said, what you do from childhood? Are you always wicked? Always wicked. Always wicked. Right from childhood. In school, you are wicked. In college, you are wicked. Elementary school, you are wicked. High school, you are wicked. Among friends, you are wicked. Abide by it. Because that is your calling. Because the day you will learn to do good, you will die. You see, the day the devil will do good, that day he's dead. Because that is not his purpose. Or maybe you are called. Right from childhood, you are always a leader. They want to do anything. They say, oh, let's wait for her. Oh, when she comes, you know, she's going to help us. Or maybe a place is dull. You come in, the moment you come in, you lively up the place. And then the mommy begins to take you to church. And then right from childhood, you come home, you mimic. Oh, mommy, let me pray for you. Blah, 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 blah. What are you doing? That's what I heard the pastor say. No, don't stop that child. Watch that child. And then they grow. And then they begin to grow. And all their life is in church. Don't get me, sometimes, of course, the devil want to, you know, pull his strings, right? And make them miss me. But you see that child, resurrect. Some to be pulling them to the house of God. Some to be pulling them to the house of God. And even when they get to the house of God, oh, they want to make them the usher. They don't fight for it. The pastor wants to sell the gift to them. Wants to make them the usher. Wants to make them the band leader. Well, they have position. Watch it. What is your purpose? Then trade with it. Don't let no demon, don't let no power take it from you. I said what? Trade with it. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. Before Jeremiah was born, he was what? Ordained. Therefore, the fact that you were born is evidence that you possess something that can benefit the world. Else you would have been aborted. Else God would have put it in the mind of your mother to abort you. You know, she'd throw away. Did you understand it? Chop and throw away. Did you hear that? Chop and throw away. Shit and throw away. God gave you potential for the blessing of future generations. That's why be determined to die empty, but living the earth an inheritance that gives life to others. Because God gave you potential for the blessing of future generation. Of future generation. I'm going to stop here. I'm not done. Say to your neighbor, we're not done. This is just the surface. In fact, the prelude, I have not even finished the prelude. But because of time, I have COVID. I will end it here. Tied and not here. Next Sunday, we'll continue. Hallelujah. 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 So remember, brethren, God gave you potential for the blessing of what? Future generation. That's why I'm going to stop part 1.